This is the story of a digger. He loved to dig. Dig, dig, dig he would. He had intricate details of dig tunnels he dug, and they were interconnected, and he would go around the world. He dug so much. It's amazing how he did it in such short time. I mean, it only took him 10 years. But when you consider the length and amount of dirt he had to dig to connect all kinds of tunnels together, that's gotta be insane.
Papa, you mean also in the ocean?
Under the ocean, not through the ocean. Well, you see, he had a little bit of help. He had this ultra hard drill that was built by our no other friend than
Professor
Heisenberg.
No, make that professor.
Anyways, he gave him a drill that was made of ultra titanium. It was the hardest known metal to humankind. It would cut through diamond. Wow. And diamond was supposed to be the hardest thing. Well, this is what helped him dig through all the tunnel and across millions of miles. Well, this time he dug through, and this was the network that the people used, the bad people, that they used to get their bad comrades around the world. And this was in planet Earth. Well, this time our digger dig. What should we call him?
No, I think I know it.
Digger Dug. There you go, Digger Dug. Digger Dug drilled and drilled again. This time he wanted to get to the Washington, D.C., the capital of
the United States of America.
Yes, USA. It was still around in this 25th century.
Wow. How
do you think that's in the future? Well, Digger Dug had to dig really careful this time, because around Washington, D.C. and the White House, the security was tougher, and they had all kinds of sonic alarms underground so that he could feel his vibrations if he dug too loudly and too fast. So Digger Dug had to be careful and very, very patient. Well, it took him only about 2 weeks this time. Still, that's fairly long considering he had to slow it down by a factor of 10. But he eventually got to the White House, right underneath the White House. And then he dug up. But something was stuck. He couldn't get through to the ground. He rewound the drill, went back a little bit, and tried to go forward again. And it didn't do anything. He was still stuck. Well, he said, "I'm almost here, might as well give it full blast." So he put it on turbo mode and wound up 3 extra turbo boosters to drill at the maximum speed. Well, that did it. He broke through. Digger Dug was happy and glad. Well, to much of his surprise, There stood a young man with dark glasses, and he looked very familiar. "Welcome to the Earth, Digga Dog. My name is Agent XYZ. I have some good news and bad news. Good news is that you reached the Washington D.C.'s White House, and you're on the surface. So your task was completed. The bad news is, I'm gonna be flushing your tunnels inside out." "Huh? How would you do that?" "Well, silly, I placed some bombs around the tunnels where they're close to the ocean." "You did not." "Oh, yes, I did. And here we go. 3, 2, 1. And Agent XYZ pressed the button on his wristwatch. And here they felt a little vibration. Uh-oh, he's right, Digga Dog. You see, it's going to be all of a sudden, water gushed out from all around. And soon enough, all of a sudden, the tunnels caved in and the water stopped. "What in the world? How did you do that, Agent XYZ?" And I hate your name, by the way.
No.
"Oh, you see, that's a little secret of mine. I had to ask my favorite friend, Dr. Heisenberg, for a little help." "Not that name again. What do you mean?" "Well, you see, I asked Dr. Heisenberg to implant these microbombs that they would carry microbombs, and when they detonated and all the water carried through, at whenever it reached the air, it would implode and seal the tunnel and make them collapse." "Ah, I hate you! You're too smart for your own good, I tell you. One of these days, between me and my friends, we are gonna get you, Agent XYZ. We'll get you!" Well, Agent XYZ said, "Not today, buddy. Not today." The end. Yes.